John Batchelor with Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Look at the Pacific Ocean. This vast blue part is populated by countries with ambitions, with multiple challenges. COVID is the most recent one of them. Climate change is profound because some of these islands, these atolls, are barely above the waterline now. We also have needs for security. And one story to tell all is what has gone wrong in the Solomon Islands. That's where Guadalcanal is. And Cleo's been documenting this for more than a year. I'm going to update here because it's an example of what can go wrong and why. The People's Republic of China has signed a document with the Prime Minister of the Solomon, Sogavare. That document may or may not be assertive. It may or may not involve military presence by the People's Republic of China in the Solomons. That is now ambiguous. But that example of doubt can be reproduced across Oceania. I believe Kiribati is mentioned as a possible ambition for the People's Republic of China as well. So let's update Sogavare and the Solomons. Cleo, there's a headline in Australia that Sogavare or his lieutenants have said there will be no military presence by the People's Republic of China. That's the top line. Is that accurate?
So the actual quote was that they weren't going to get a base, and they didn't think any country should have a base, a foreign base, because it will make them a target, a military target. So what he actually said was, you know, we're not going to put in a Chinese base, which actually isn't what he wants. What he wants is a domestic police support presence.
This is the Prime Minister Sogavare, what he wants.
That's right. Yeah. What Prime Minister Sogavare wants is to have the muscle to put down domestic opposition. And he's taken delivery of a lot of equipment from the Chinese, including drones. So he doesn't particularly want a base like that anyway. But a base is a loaded term. You can have deposits of, you know, logistical support and equipment and people in the country, as China often does in gray zone stuff, and call them something else. You can call them fishermen. But effectively, if they can attack from there, we would consider it a base. He's just not calling it a base. But the important thing is that what he was actually saying in that quote was he was saying to other Pacific Island leaders, if you let in an Australian or an American base, you're going to be on China's target list. So what he was actually doing was delivering a message on behalf of China to other Pacific Island leaders that they will be targeted by Beijing if they get closer to the U.S. or Australia. So that's the subtext to that, which is particularly disturbing. And at the same time, he has what he wants in terms of backup. He has the police advisors have shown up, the vehicles have shown up, the drones have shown up, the weapons have shown up, and he's going to try to postpone elections. And we'll put it down quite brutally. And at the Pacific Island Forum meeting, there was no discussion about the Solomons wanting to postpone the elections. It was all about the Australian concern of a base, not the concern of the region, which is domestic instability, which could potentially lead to declarations of independence in the case of Solomons of Malaita province, which creates a whole other set of issues. So the Australian focus is very narrow, based on specific utilization of specific words in order to send a message to places like Washington, don't worry, we have this under control, when the situation really isn't under control at all.
The vice president's virtual presentation to Suva, Fiji, the meeting of the Pacific Island Forum, it included mention of the USAID, it included mention of economic development, a first ever U.S. national strategy on the Pacific Islands. Is this meant to represent a counterbid to whatever Foreign Minister Wong said in his trips to Oceania? Are we seeing a bidding war here?
I think that's how it's being presented, but it's not being effectively perceived that way by the people on the ground who've heard a lot of promises by a lot of different countries before. And so they're going to wait for delivery. So those two embassies, for example, new U.S. embassies, that needs to pass through Congress. There needs to be money for it. Right. You know, it might take a while.
And so I can regard the U.S. getting into the conversation, but not ready to close the deal, as China is not ready to close the deal. Everybody's watching. I want to pay attention in our final 30 seconds. The scale of this, Cleo, do you see it evidence of concern in Canberra? Do you see evidence of concern in London and Paris? Do they take it gravely? 30 seconds.
They do. And those in the region take it even more seriously, like Japan and India. We, you know, they've seen this before. 80 years ago, you know, this they saw this before. They know what this looks like. Everybody's gearing up and extremely concerned. If you're going to take Taiwan, you need to secure the Pacific Islands. And that's what we're seeing China trying to do.
Once upon a time, the Imperial Japanese Navy. Now it's called the People's Liberation Army Navy. Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bastian.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,